You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
Fear, doubt, and unbelief can hinder your spiritual well-being. Fear often precedes doubt, but doubt is following very closely. I call them the unholy trinity. They always run together. Some manifest, just it tries to mimic the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Sometimes you don't see Father because Holy Ghost is there, and sometimes you don't remember Son because you're thinking about you need to pray to the Father, but all of them are one. Well, the unholy trinity tries to mimic that.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Dismantling the Unholy Trinity. Today, Bishop will be teaching from John chapter 20, verses 19 through 29.
The word of the Lord reads like this, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. They are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Verse 24, now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." He said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it in my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said unto him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. But blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Say it with me, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. I'm continuing a series called Jehovah Rapha because we're still dealing with healing. I believe God wants to dismantle the unholy trinity this morning. It blocks your healing. That is fear, doubt, and unbelief. So today's message is entitled, Dismantling the unholy Trinity. Father, I give you praise for the dismantling, the separation, the disjointing of the unholy Trinity that plagues many in the kingdom that can only move when they see it, or when they feel it, or when their twin shows up. And Father, I pray now that we would gravitate to wholeness and wellness, that we would move by faith and not by sight, that we would believe your word regardless of what we see, that we would function and operate in your word regardless of what we feel, that we would obey you even when it's difficult. So thank you for the truth being revealed now. Let revelation knowledge flow freely, uninterrupted and unhindered by any satanic or demonic force. Merton decreases, that you would increase. Have your way in our lives, and we will give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Dismantling the unholy union, the unholy trinity of fear, doubt, and unbelief. Even as I speak prophetically, I believe the authority is in the atmosphere to dismantle it. It is already being, it's already happening now, even as I speak. Some people are facts kind of folk. In other words, they have to see it on paper before they move. And God is moving his church beyond that. That he wants us to embrace him because we read his word and we're able to step out on the word of God. This is how we move as a people. This is how we function and flow. And I want to welcome you into this new arena called faith. Faith must be renewed every day. It must be built on every day. It must be manufactured and operated on every day. We walk by it. That means every step should be a step of faith. We do not walk by sight. We don't need resumes to do what God has called us to do. We have his implement or his standard imprinted on our lives. The anointing that's on my life gives me credence and the authority to do what I do. I shouldn't have to say I'm the bishop before the people move. If God is with me, I don't have to call my title. Amen. The power is working in us. No father should have to say, I'm your daddy, to get you to move. Or mother have to say, don't you know who I am? I'm your mother. No, there's already anointing. And so we need to move or get out the way. And so I want to make sure we understand what the scripture is saying here. And I believe God is bringing us to another level of faith. Can the church say amen? Amen. I want to share some thoughts. I know that's a long text and I need to get into it. Write it down. Fear, doubt, and unbelief are three interconnected negative emotions. Three interconnected negative emotions that it can hinder your personal growth in God. It can hinder your spiritual well-being. Fear, doubt, and unbelief can hinder your spiritual well-being. Fear often precedes doubt, but doubt is following very closely. I call them the unholy trinity. They always run together. Some manifest, just it tries to mimic the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Sometimes you don't see Father because Holy Ghost is there, and sometimes you don't remember Son because you're thinking about you need to pray to the Father, but all of them are one. Well, the unholy trinity tries to mimic that. So some people can't doubt because they're full of fear, or they fear first before doubt shows up. And then it turns into sin, unbelief. Fear and doubt is not necessarily sin, but when you don't believe at all, that's when it turns into sin. So I believe fear, doubt, and unbelief are plaguing many believers today. We're so comfortable with it, we go to bed with it. We've allowed it to unpack in our lives. Its luggage is in the loft. We're comfortable with the luggage of fear, doubt, and unbelief living with us when it should be a foreigner, a foreign entity entering into our lives. I'm so sensitive, I can tell when my atmosphere is off in my house. Can I get an amen? And I can tell when the atmosphere is off in here. I can tell when the music and the worship is off. I can tell when it's on. I can tell when leaders are distracted. I can tell when people are sending texts instead of like really taking notes. They're sending texts to their boyfriend. When they should be sending a message to themselves saying, I need to lock up myself and get my head together. People are doing that while I preach. This is how far gone we are. I'm preaching faith and people trying to connect with another entity. Get yourself together. Fear, doubt, and unbelief leads to questioning. Not good questions about how can I build my faith, but questionings about the promise of God. I don't even know if I believe this faith stuff anyway, or the church or the Bible. I'm listening to people who were raised in church are now saying the Bible is obsolete. It is not the word of God. This is what's amazing to me. Anybody that criticizes anybody reading the word is not of God. Or anybody that says this book, if you're listening to all of your reels and listening to what people are saying, trying to disprove the scriptures, that it was written by man. There has never been a book written like this one. It has sold more copies than any other book around the world. So way before you got here, before I got here, before you went to college, you need to understand somebody examined what you're calling false. It's written over a 1600 year period by 40 different authors who never met each other. Tell me, how in the world is that man made? Over a 1600 year period by over 40 different authors, and they don't clash. It's got historical evidence. It's got spiritual evidence. It's got scientific evidence. What more do you want? What more do you want? You can go to prison for 50 years if I got two witnesses. How much more evidence do you need? I'm supposed to believe you. Nobody's following you. You got no money. You don't know what time it is. Still locked up in your own stuff. And I'm supposed to follow you and not this? 2.something billion people are now believers. Christians on the face of the earth. 2.4 billion. Next largest religion on the earth is Islam. 1.8 billion. Following Islam. Next one is Hinduism. 1.4 billion. People are following Hinduism. Buddhist, 500 million are following Buddha. And then you have one of the oldest religions on the face of the earth, Judaism, with 15 million followers. These are the five largest religions on the face of the earth, and Christianity is leading, and we are 2.4 billion following on the face of the earth right now. We don't get ourselves together, Islam is going to surpass us. And we say we believe in the living God, and lives have been changed. Islam is not telling anybody that their whole makeup has been changed. They're not telling you that they forgave everybody. They're not telling you that the whole mindset was changed when they read a word. They're not telling you that Jesus showed up and his angels are encamped around about them. They're not living by that. They're just following Muhammad's teaching, and they're claiming that they're tied to a religion that's moving them forward. We're saying he changed our lives. He came from the dead. He shifted us. He gave us an inheritance among them that are sanctified. Man, I can keep preaching. And I got people never studied, don't have a clue, want to desecrate the word. Fear, doubt, and unbelief is the unholy trinity. And for many, it's more prevalent than the word of God. I believe these three states of being overshadow and moves us away from our focus on faith and trusting in the higher power that comes from our Lord. It also blocks us from positive outcomes like healing, despite the challenges and I believe the circumstances that we face. As I elaborate on this, I want to give you a little bit on fear. Fear is just the opposite of faith. Many have used it to say it is false evidence appearing real. That's the acronym. It could manifest as anxiety or anxiety attacks. Well, I'm not afraid, Bishop, but if you have anxiety attacks, it's the epitome of fear. I believe the Lord wants me to rebuke it and wants you to step out of that realm. Worrying is another aspect of fear, constant worrying. Now, if you're not paying your bills, worry. Yeah, worry. Get you a job. A downsize. I do believe that we can downsize. Yeah. In religion and church, we always said bigger is better, but bigger is not always better. It may be better now, but it's not always better. You need to be able to manage. The next level is up or down. I'm going to the next level. Well, if you go down, it's still the next level. What if it's more efficient for you, though? You want to go to the ninth level. That's what you see. I got to go to the ninth level. But if you were at the ninth level, you're going to be attacked at the ninth level. You're not even fortified for the ninth level. Why not go to the sixth level so you can maximize it? Build yourself up. Then we can climb the staircase to the seventh and the eighth and then eventually to the ninth. You don't even have the infrastructure yet for the ninth level. So fear can manifest in anxiety and worry and all kinds of things. Glory to God. Honestly, I'm not saying to you that I don't have attacks of anxiety, but it is not a chronic problem with me. Over the years, I've built my faith. Well, I'm not saying I never worry, but it's not something that I worry constantly. It comes to me, but I'm able to cast it out. But fear doesn't teach me. It can't tell me what to do. I see it when it comes up, I flick it off. I call it a principality. It's not even a power in my life. It has been reduced to a principality. And guess what I am? A principality. So a principality, dealing with a principality, get lost. That's what I tell fear to do. Get lost. And then I superimpose its reverse, which is faith. And once faith kicks in, fear has to scream. It screams getting out. Because my faith is greater than fear. Fear can also paralyze you for years. Well, I won't wave my hands because I don't want people looking at me. What kind of foolishness is that? Go ahead and wave your hands in the air. Can y'all help me? We're going to overcome the fear of praise. Just get ridiculous with it. There's a Hebrew word for praise, like hallelujah. You can be silly when you praise. Every emotion can be brought into praise. Glory to God. I used to go to the Magic, had season tickets 1 year. I'm not doing that no more. I'm better now, right? One of the things I notice is when people go to that church, they don't care about what you think. They praise when their team is winning. I had a chance to see LeBron James, and he was huge. I didn't know he was that large. Just walked right there. Like, my God. The man is huge. Huge, right? And this lady, and there was Russell Westbrook. I didn't really know him. I just know he had a triple-double. And this lady just was, I mean, she loved him so much. She was sitting and just every time she saw him, she was just screaming, "You better play, Westbrook." And she was so loud. I say, "Do you love him?" Westbrook, I mean, I've never seen anybody going off on a player like that. Just so hyped up. I was looking at her. I wanted to see if she had any beer or anything like that. She had no beer wine around her, no wine, no fingertips, nothing. Just straight up raw. Westbrook, I mean, she was going off. We moved our seats down. That's how loud she was. In her church. That's her church. Stadium was her church. People gathered, music, and they was playing DMX. "Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me act a fool up in here, up in here." Little kids were listening. They had their music, their worship was going on. Y'all and everybody, "Y'all gonna make me lose my mind." So what I'm saying is, when we praise, why would you come here and not be hilarious in your praise or have fear? You ought to say to the devil, "Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me act
up in here."
Right, right. "Y'all gonna make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here. I don't want to hear this fear of praise. When you cry, you got to walk out. Stand right up in here and cry. Glory to God. And if you don't have enough spirits, open your mouth and start speaking in tongues and let the wine of the Holy Ghost fill you so you can be vicariously intoxicated. Glory to God. These people were drinking beer so they can rock with DMX. And you need to drink from the Holy Ghost. Be baptized with the Holy Spirit so you can praise our God. Doubt. I believe doubt comes after fear a lot of times, but it makes you question whether what you're doing is authentic. It seeks validation all of the time and verification, which I do believe in business we need. Don't trust anybody's report, because sometimes they will falsify it. It should be validated. Glory to God. Even in our processes there at the church with requisitions, a lot of times I sign off on it. And there's a certain pattern that I have. If that pattern shifts, most people are going to say, "I don't know, that's different." My staff would say, that's a little different here because we have a pattern. Can there be variances? Yes, but we have a pattern. And you don't know where a person is until you verify them. Anybody can say, "Your bishop told me to go ahead and buy this." Did I? "Bishop told me I can have the church logo." Did I? Bishop told me I can get the logo for the 30th and put it on my own shirt and sell it. Did I? Was it verified? My name is used way more than it was authenticated. So in this business, if you were with me, you got to be able to deal with that. To see people who I would say who made mistakes like that, using my name like that, almost signing my name like that, using how I flow like that for themselves. Never wanting to say where they got it from. Now you would say, give God the praise until you have a patent. Or you have something that you created and you see other people flowing with it, but they don't say where it came from. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you ever been the originator of something and watch a community mimic it without saying where it comes from, which plagues our people. You buy an Apple phone, you don't say I created it. You say I got Apple. Come the truth revealed and watch me create something. He didn't do it on his own. God did.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Dismantling the Unholy Trinity, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Ladies, save the date. The 20th anniversary Awaken Women's Conference is happening September 26th and 27th. This year's theme is perception. Come ready for powerful worship, inspiring messages, and a fresh vision for your life. Mark your calendars and stay tuned for details. Hotel accommodations are available at the Hampton Inn & Suites located off Palm Bay Road. Use group code PWC to reserve your room by Friday, September 12th. Accommodations are also available at the Crown Plaza Melbourne Oceanfront. Use group code WMA to reserve your room by Wednesday, September 3rd. Spots are filling up fast, ladies, so grab your combo package before August 31st. Attention, new believers. Registration is now open for the Believers Enrichment Spiritual Training, Best Class. Sign up today using a TR app, website, or by scanning the QR code in the foyer.
Stay in the loop with Truth Revealed. Text YES to 87447 to receive updates, announcements, tag up prayers, and event information sent directly to your phone. Don't miss a moment. Stay connected with all that's happening at Truth Revealed.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you are tuned in to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, FM 94.7.
Have you ever longed to start life over again? Would you like to do some things different?
Billy Graham.
You have thought a long time about religion and Christianity, yes. And you go to church once in a while. Maybe you go all the time. But deep in your heart, there's not that personal relationship with Christ. You're not certain your sins are forgiven. You're not sure if you died, you'd go to heaven. You're not certain that you have eternal life. But you would like to be sure, and you would like to start over today with a new beginning with God. Give yourself totally to Christ and let Him transform you.
You don't have to be uncertain about where you'll spend eternity. You can have a fresh start by beginning a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We can tell you more at findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.